Pope Benedict XVI's personal envoy, Cardinal Francis Arinze, formally closed the 9th Plenary Assembly of the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences today with a Mass at the Pius XII Center in Manila, the Philippines. At the closing of the Plenary Assembly, the participants issued a message for the churches in Asia. Vatican Radio's Father Joseph Chung is in Manila and asked FABC Secretary General Archbishop Orlando Quevedo of Cotabato about the contents of this message.
A final document talks about the Eucharist as a life, and that life is Jesus himself. Sometimes we think of the bread of life as a symbol, but no, for us Catholics, the Eucharist is real. It's Jesus himself. And how do we live this in Asia? How do we live the Eucharist in Asia? And that was the whole topic of the assembly. And the final document has two kinds of recommendations. One is inward looking, I would say ad intra pastoral recommendations, meaning to say how can the Catholic community understand the Eucharist in a better way so that they can live it in their lives. And the second is ad extra recommendations. And these recommendations look outside the church towards society. Asian society in particular, with its problem of peace, problems of violence, of ecological destruction, of sometimes the creeping relativism, and thirdly, the capitalist type of model of development, which in the process of globalization is not helping the poor countries as much as it should.
Do you think it's really the right moment for Asia to bring its contribution and help the church make its way?
The Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, has encouraged Asia, the church in Asia, to do the precise thing, to share its gifts to the world. Be missionaries, he said. And it's not missionaries in the sense of converting people. It's a missionary in sharing what we say in Asia, sharing the story of Jesus to others, and the way we live community, that is also another contribution that we give. And the way we live community is now having a theological and pastoral basis in what we call the small Christian communities or the basic ecclesial communities. And I'm very happy that the church in Germany has noticed this and has sent bishops to observe this, what we call one gift that Asian communities can give to the world.